Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
I got to ask you, do you think he's a top five player in baseball? Top five.
I'm going to need a little more track record than a month and a half for that. But he is a great all-around player. I remember in spring training, he was batting over 500. Quentin Berry told me, tongue partly in cheek, that he's the best player he ever saw. But, I mean, he was clear that they were pretty impressed.
That was a fun exchange right there. Guess what? Technically, he is a top five player in baseball right now, right, Speaks?
Yeah, he is. In terms of WAR, he is.
Yes.
Because of, and that being the pervasive metric. I always want to push back just a tiny bit on WAR. It is good for a lot of things. I'm not asking what is it good for. I'm not doing that.
Absolutely nothing.
Say it again.
WAR. Huh. Good God, y'all. By the way, there was a really funny – Jackie Chan was doing an interview for the new Karate Kid movie, and
What year is this? What?
Well, remember, he did the Karate Kid movie with Jaden Smith, right?
I did not remember, and so now that's why I have you among so many reasons.
So they're now fusing those universes – together after the success of Cobra Kai.
Universe I? Shouldn't it be Universe I? It's not.
I don't know. I mean, we can ask Neil deGrasse Tyson about that.
That's Ruben's number one.
They're putting the universes together. I'm pretty sure Will Smith is the executive producer of Cobra Kai, and probably this new movie. But anyway, they were interviewing Jackie Chan, and they surprised him with Chris Tucker. And it was as adorable as you think it was. And, of course, that scene of them singing WAR together in their movie.
That's awesome.
That's what made me think of it.
I love it. Stream of Consciousness Friday, baby. Let's go.
Yeah.
We've got less than an hour of radio because the Cubs and the Reds are playing this evening, the first of three, and we can talk about that series as the hour rolls on a little bit. But John Heyman, the voice right there with Mully and Haw, he wrote a thing today in the New York Post about how the Cubs were probably trying to sign Pete Crow Armstrong to an extension using the deals that Ezekiel Tovar and Lawrence Butler had signed in the offseason and early spring. Lawrence Butler, very talented, fun, toolsy young player for the A's, signed a $65.5 million deal, right? Can max out at 87.5. That is not what Pete Crow Armstrong is going to accept anymore.
Yeah, it's too late.
They missed that boat. That boat done left town. It left the port. It's the Anita D, you know? And it is.
And if you were PCA, you wouldn't accept it either.
I guess
yesterday's price is not today's price.
Tell him, Fat Joe. Tell him.
But I guess the Anita D is a bad comp because that comes back. That just goes out for a while. It loops around, and they serve you some rubber chicken, and then it comes back. So that's not the boat. It's a different boat that has absolutely left town. Yeah, he's looking at, I mean, if he wants, The 150, like the 140, yeah, the 170, even the 210 now, like the Wander Franco deal.
It's a nine-figure deal now. That's where we've gone to, that it was an eight-figure deal.
Undoubtedly.
And now it's a nine-figure deal.
Undoubtedly for the kid. And then it becomes a game of chicken for him and his family, his parents, who are steeped in the entertainment industry. You know, it's like, they sent him to a private high school. Harvard Westlake is a serious school. Like, so do you want to, does he have the wherewithal and the means to hold out and just kind of keep doing his thing? It becomes a very personal kind of conversation.
Yeah. This is like something I always like to, you know, try to articulate. Like, I was on the 108 podcast one time with Rick Giolito, Lucas Giolito's dad.
There we go.
And this is like a very similar situation. They both went to the same high school. Lucas's mother was an actress, obviously, and an artist, and we've had her on the past iteration of the afternoon show. Rick was a high up executive at EA Sports, along with being an actor. So they,
it's in the game.
Yeah, quote unquote, he came for money, right? And on this podcast, Rick was talking about when Lucas was when he just got drafted by the Nationals.
Yeah.
Right? And he was a top pick out of high school, and they basically made the Nationals wait until the very last second to give him every dollar amount that he wanted. You know, so like because they came for money, they're like, you know what? Know your worth, youngster. You know, like, don't just bend and take whatever they give you. Like,
and know what negotiations are.
Yes.
You've been at a studio and you've seen actors say, I'm not going to make that movie. I'm sorry. And then they freak out and they come back and they give you what you want. What's fascinating about that, by the way, is that Giolito had just had Tommy John in high school and still held out and forced the Nationals to pony up, and they did. So, yeah, it's a very interesting thing. And Pete might, I could see Pete winning this game of chicken. Obviously, health is a big deal.
Well, I mean, there's also the idea of, and we brought it up a little bit yesterday. So we're done with the Kyle Tucker thing, right? Like, that's not that. Are we done, Spiegs, or no?
No, I'm not done, but the wind has been taken out of my sails a little bit for Operation King Tuck, you know, or at least Operation Woo King Tuck in terms of in-season wooing. But, you know,
because are you at the place where I understand the fan who's going to reflexively go, they can have it all. You're right. It's like the taco commercial. Why not both? But it does feel like to me that if your choice is Kyle Tucker at $500 million and PCA at $250 million, that's a deal that's more easily done, and it gives you a younger player who's better defensively, maybe not totally there offensively where Tucker is, but has shown you the potential to get to where Tucker is offensively.
Yeah, it's interesting, and it shouldn't be something where you gotta decide either or, but Tucker's desire to invest nationally as opposed to locally is what I'm seeing and hearing about that is making me think that he might, as you had suspected, kind of make that decision for you, that he's going to go and maybe he'll feel out the market and be like, you know what,
yeah,
I do love it here. But it's just there's been a lack of investment locally for Kyle.
I don't think the Cubs should give up trying to sign Kyle Tucker. I would just advise them that it's unlikely that they'll sign him in the season.
Yeah.
He should absolutely be a target for them along with everyone else. And maybe between now and October, they'll put together the necessary dossier to get him in his feels, to get him outside of the negotiating window,
yeah,
and make him think, man, this is a great place to be, and we've got a great chance to be good.
You know, Operation Woo King Tuck is not dead. It needs an injection of enthusiasm. Mine has waned a little bit. And Lord knows you're not there with me. You don't believe that there's anything that we could do as a fan base or we could do as a radio show with some kind of wacky stunt or operation that would get this done. It feels like you've never been, frankly, Lawrence, it feels like you've never been behind me in this one. Let's go. Let's talk about it.
I have not been behind you on this one.
I know.
I am behind you in the thought of they should sign Kyle Tucker. I agree wholeheartedly with that.
Controversial.
I've got a wacky stunt. It's perfect for this.
You do what he got, Tanny.
You get a duffel bag, yeah, right? And you fill it with $600 million.
That'll get it done.
Yeah, real wacky stuff. And
we're going to need a bigger duffel bag. That is a wacky stunt right there. Hey, Kyle, look at this. We're just
I feel like it would be a lot of duffel bags.
Maybe it's just a check. Maybe you can fill other things in a duffel bag.
Tanny, I love this. Are we giving him the big, like, Price is Right check, the publisher clearinghouse check?
Yeah, that's a good look, too. No, I think he's onto it. The duffel bags would really make a statement. Think about that. The van full of duffel bags. I'm going to need somebody.
No, you're going to need Brinks trucks.
That's fine. What I need right now is somebody to do the math of how many duffel bags you would need filled with hundreds to give that man his $600 million and to have some Photoshop skills so they can create that van full of duffel bags. That's what I need now.
I feel like the van stretches from here to the moon. That's how many vans you're going to need to do that.
No, I bet one van. I'm going to say one van.
A Sprinter van?
A Sprinter van full of duffel bags, chock full of hundreds, is going to get it done for $600 million. Come on.
Someone inside of our audience is smart enough to do this.
I'm flat out asking for it. I'm asking for an influx of enthusiasm for Operation Woo King Tuck. And this is how it manifests today, right now, right here. Let's go. What do you
got? I love the scene from Dodgeball where White Goodman, which is one of the great all-time character names ever, says, I don't know if you've ever seen $100,000 in person. And then he opens up the briefcase, and it's just one stack of bills.
I forgot that. That's tremendous.
Such a great scene, man.
I got a little bit of that in my mind and a little bit of blue chips. When Matt Nover, I believe
a white blue chip athlete like myself deserves a little something extra.
It's exactly right. So I'm going to need $150,000 in an unmarked duffel, right?
I think he said 30. I think it was 30,000 in an unmarked duffel bag.
Go ahead, Tanny, you got it?
About 30 grand. I'd like to have it in cash and just toss in one of those gym bags you got.
30 grand in cash. That's nothing. That's nothing.
I can find a gym bag here in Northern.
Yes, you could. Let's go.
Look, Ricky Rowe, he wanted some money, but he wanted other things too.
Oh,
it wasn't so much about the money with Ricky Rowe.
I know. But he should, if he had come down there and played with Neon Boudreau, then.
Boudreau.
Damn it, I was close. Wanted to drop that name.
I mean, Ricky got his bag of cash. They dropped it off.
Yeah, and the tractor for his dad.
Yeah, the tractor. Yeah, dad got the tractor.
Yeah, Ricky got broke off.
We could get a tractor for Kyle Tucker's father, couldn't we?
We don't know that that's what he wants.
Well, why don't we just throw it in?
That'd be quite a statement.
His father lives in an apartment in New York City.
Doesn't mean he doesn't want a tractor. Yeah, that's an assumption. That's a dangerous assumption to make, is that Kyle wants a tractor. All right, well, you know, while the mob is working on that, Lord knows they will, I loved this anecdote in Patrick Mooney's piece, and Tanny tells me we actually have the sound of it, so that's even better because I had missed it. But you remember that game against the Sox when PCA had six RBIs? He was 2 for 4, I believe, at this point, headed into his fifth at bat. And the Cubs were way out front, and there were two ducks on the pond, a man at second and a man at third. And PCA did this on pitch number one.
Runners at second and third. And the pitch to Carl Armstrong looped into shallow center. That's a base hit. 1 man is in. Horner will score. 2-run single. Cubs have broken it wide open and lead 10-3.
That was 8-3, and then PCA makes it 10-3. And after the game, he talked about Justin Turner specifically. This is a tangible, specific way in which Justin Turner, as the vet, is helping a young guy like PCA from game to game to game. Before that at bat, he ran into Justin in the dugout.
I love walking to the plate at Wrigley. It's a blast. But, you know, I mean, this feeling's fleeting. It doesn't always stay, so I'm not really thinking about that much. You know, JT did a good job today keeping me locked in for that fifth at bat, and that's really the main focus is while you're feeling good or while you're feeling bad, being able to go up there, you know, like it's 0-0 every time.
What do you mean by keeping you locked in?
JT's, you know, he's got that, you know, savvy where I feel like he knows how to say the right things at the right time. And, you know, it could have been very easy for anybody to have to go up there for the fifth, sixth time today and, you know, maybe not go up there the same way they would at the start of the game, different score or anything like that. And that's big for me to be reminded of that. So, yeah, he just reminded me that I still got another at-bat that is equally as important as the first one.
See, how about that? Like, every at-bat is an opportunity, and don't give away an at-bat. All season long, all game long, they're up 8-3. A kid like PCA could go up there and be like, let me try to hit one to the moon. Let me see if I can hit one to the moon. And instead, because he got locked back into the right headspace by Justin Turner, he goes up there and makes sure to think about situation, think about approach, think about guessing for the right thing, and delivers a two-run single to give him six RBIs on the day. I love that.
So here's the thing. I've been tracking this since Tokyo. I don't know how one quantifies veteran leadership speaks, but I think Justin Turner has it. And I think that PCA has done an incredible job of seeking out people who can help him. Whether it's all of the guys that he grew up loving, he seems to be very comfortable of asking them for help. And when you saw those guys in Japan, PCA, everything that he did publicly, he did with Justin Turner.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing those guys forge what's already been kind of a fast friendship is impressive. And sometimes it is the guy that's kind of at the end that might be able to look back and understand someone like PCA better because of the journey that they've been on, because he's been on winning teams, winning cultures, and has seen great players. And for a time has been a really good player in this league. Having that, to me, inside of a clubhouse is very, very valuable, and it's hard to figure out exactly how valuable it
is. Yes, it is. That's why we need to track these things when we get tangible stuff. This is a mindset thing, but it's a specific at bat. There's a lot of things, Lawrence. It could be routine. It could be, you know, focus. It could be giving oneself grace. It could be being harder on oneself, depending on the player. It could be balancing the anxiety of the day. It could be any number of things. It could be, hey, this guy's curveball moves like X because I've seen it. Or, you know, this guy likes to do this because I've seen it. So it can be difficult to quantify, but there are ways to quantify it. So let's be on the lookout for it.
But even the idea of, I don't want you to lose yourself in the moment.
Yeah.
I want you to focus. Like that bleep is valuable. Like to have someone and to trust them. Like that also, to me, shows a ton of maturity by PCA. That he is like, you know what? You're right. I am having fun, but you know, I have to understand where things can change. And I need to stay locked in because you know, disaster is lurking around every corner. Taking at-bats seriously, that sort of thing. And the other thing I think is kind of remarkable that to this point, PCA hasn't lost the joy, the joie de vivre. He has not lost that inside of becoming a more responsible player. That he is taking the information, but he's still out there having a good time and talking with fans. And it's been a beautiful thing to see happen as organically as it's been happening.
Lawrence, here's what I'm told, that the payload capacity of a Sprinter van maxes out at about 6,790 pounds.
Okay.
For the cash alone, $1 million in hundreds would weigh 22 pounds.
Okay.
$600 million, therefore, would weigh 13,200 pounds. That's not even including the duffel bags. And I think...
So to be safe, we need three Sprinter vans?
We need three Sprinter vans. Because I don't know about you guys. I think the duffel bags are a must. You can't just give them the cash.
You can't
put the show's name on it.
That's the other thing.
Is it Spiegel and Holmes duffel bags or Spiegel and Holmes Sprinter vans?
Both, I think, just to be safe. So any $1 million in a duffel bag that he grabs also has the logo. We should brand.
Couldn't we do like one 18-wheeler? Like, couldn't we do it, move that truck, and it just be a Cubs 18-wheeler?
Oh, that's pretty good.
It just has all the, like, hey, or like just... Kyle, just dive into all of this cash that we're going to give you.
Treasure bath. Just go ahead. Fall back into it, Scrooge McDuck. Tyler Butterbaugh is frantically signaling break for a million reasons.
He's right. We got to get on time because there is Cubs baseball that is going to happen tonight.
I know. But I think we've established Operation Wu King Tuck is back in action, baby. All we need is three Sprinter vans with our logo on it and
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
600 duffel bags, each with $1 million with our logo on it. That's all we need. We can do that.
Speaks, can I ask you an Anthony Rizzo question?
Oh, man. Is it the one that everybody's been wanting to ask me for a long time?
No, not that one.
Okay.
There's another one that I want to ask you about whether or not he's going to keep playing.
Please do. Please do.
Is he going to keep playing?
Well, let's answer that after the break, shall we?
Perfect. Back after this on The Score.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.